Hello, and welcome to the FGM TV Weekly News Review on February 11, 2003. I'm Susan Mitchell. In this week's update from China, 571 Falun Gong practitioners are confirmed to have died from torture while in custody, with two death reports received in the last week. Reliable sources inside China, however, put the actual death count in the thousands. In the last 7 days, torture reports have come in from 12 provinces and from the city of Chongqing. 365 people declared as null and void statements saying they'll give up Falun Gong that were made while undergoing torture as they were the result of extreme coercion. They say they'll continue practicing Falun Gong. Our top story this week, worldwide efforts to secure the release of Dr. Charles Li, a U.S. citizen and Falun Gong practitioner who's been imprisoned in China. Some of our other stories. A San Diego Falun Gong practitioner speaks to city council after the mayor blocks a resolution urging its sister city of Yantai, China, to stop persecuting Falun Gong practitioners there. Australian Nancy Chen returns to Sydney after being illegally detained in China for 8 days. Dafa practitioners in Indonesia receive an award after introducing the exercises and the practice at a national sports day. Accounts of savage torture in Chinese labor camps continue to pour in. A Chinese aeronautics engineer gains early release from a labor camp through international rescue efforts. But first, our top story. Chinese police arrested Dr. Charles Li, a resident of Menlo, California, at Guangzhou Airport on January 22, 2003. At a press conference, Qi Yue Zheng, the spokesperson for the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, gave an explanation for the arrest, saying, "I think this person that you are talking about, Charles Li, may be involved in tapping into a cable TV network, destroying public facilities, and interfering with Chinese people's normal life. As for the details of this case, I think I do not have them." Dr. Li, who could be sentenced up to 15 years in prison, vehemently denied all charges when meeting with the U.S. consular official, who is allowed only 30 minutes per month to visit him. He said he believes that he's being treated as a political prisoner because he practices Falun Gong. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California wrote letters to the governor of Jiangsu province and to the director of the Jiangsu Public Security Bureau, where Dr. Li is imprisoned. She requested that Dr. Li be accorded all rights under the laws of China, under China's consular convention with the United States, and under international law. Dr. Li's representative, Congresswoman Anna G. Eshoo, is inviting all members of Congress to jointly sign a letter to the Chinese ambassador to the United States, Mr. Yang Jiechi, to request that the Chinese government release Dr. Li immediately. Ms. Yung Ching Fu, Dr. Li's fiancée, a software engineer and graduate of California University, said that Charles went back to China to visit his family and relatives. He operates an import-export company dealing with traditional Chinese medicine in China. Ms. Fu has traveled to Washington, D.C., seeking congressional help to rescue him. Falun Gong practitioners from Houston, Texas, held a rally at noon on February the 4th in front of the Houston Chinese Consulate. They strongly requested that the Jiang Zemin regime immediately release Dr. Li so that he could return to the United States as soon as possible. Dr. Li's imprisonment has been broadcast in newscasts in the USA, Canada, and Australia. Clarifying the truth of the Falun Gong persecution to San Diego City Council. The mayor of San Diego recently blocked a resolution by a city council member asking that San Diego's sister city, Yantai, in Shandong province, stop violating the rights of its citizens by refusing to put the resolution on the agenda. Here is one practitioner's speech to the San Diego City Council addressing this refusal.
Mayor Murphy, honorable city council members, I had planned to speak today on an agenda item which was a resolution led by Councilmember Donna Fry asking the authorities in our sister city, Yantai, to stop torturing and killing its own citizens just because of their beliefs. I'm speaking instead on the non-agenda, on a non-agenda item because you, Mayor Murphy, refused to put the resolution on the docket, saying, as I understand it, that the city doesn't get involved in international affairs. For those who are not familiar with the issue, in the past 3.5 years, the Chinese government has been brainwashing and torturing tens of millions of people who merely do the Falun Gong exercises and follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. Over 1,600 people have been tortured to death, and in our sister city, Yantai, 11 have died, that's that we know of. For this massive killing, Communist Party Chairman Jiang Zemin is being sued for genocide in U.S. federal court and in the International Criminal Court. So the issue before us is genocide. It's our heritage to value freedom, to support human rights, to oppose slavery and tyranny domestically and internationally. From our founding fathers to all our war heroes, from the Declaration of Independence to the Constitution and Bill of Rights, nowhere can we find support for the policy of not getting involved in international affairs. If there is such a policy, then our mayor has not adhered to it. Otherwise, why does he have an Asian advisory board? Isn't that international affairs? Perhaps the real reason is something we have not yet heard. We ask the city to say something to our sister city, Yantai, for a good reason, to save lives. We don't even know the real number of deaths. It wasn't until the end of World War II that the world came to know the truth of the Holocaust. Countless people have wondered if lives could have been saved if only action could have been taken earlier. We, here today, have a chance to take action earlier, right now. Thanks to Councilmember Donna Fry, we have a chance to save lives. Mayor Murphy, I urge you to do the right thing. You have the power to block a resolution. I urge you to use your power to do the right thing. We will continue coming here and to tell people the truth. The right thing will prevail in the end. For while you control the agenda, we have the truth and we have the courage. I thank you all.
Nancy Chen, an Australian Falun Gong practitioner, and her 6-year-old daughter arrived home in Sydney, Australia at 8:15 a.m. on February the 3rd, 2003, after being released from 1 week's detention in Chengdu City of Sichuan Province in China. Later that morning, Ms. Chen gave a speech at a press conference outside the Chinese consulate in Sydney. She expressed her heartfelt thanks to those who worked so hard to secure her release, especially the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, the Australian Embassy in Beijing, Western and Chinese media, the Nancy Chen Urgent Rescue Team, and other organizations and kind-hearted people around the world. During her 8-day ordeal, Ms. Chen was held incommunicado in 2 different hotels, where she was constantly interrogated and pressured to give up her belief in Falun Gong. Authorities also took her to see Falun Gong practitioners being tortured in the Nanwuxi female forced labor camp in Zhejiang City of Sichuan Province. Ms. Chen said that more than 500 female Falun Gong practitioners, most of whom are over 50 years old, are illegally detained there in horrendous conditions. Falun Gong practitioners are presently suing the Tsingtao newspaper in Toronto for printing Chinese government propaganda in their newspaper. Zhou Wang recently met with one of the plaintiffs.
Hi, Alice. Thank you for being with us today. I heard that there was a lawsuit against Tsingtao newspaper here in Toronto. Can you tell us more about it?
Yes, we'd like to stop the overseas persecution. We'd like to stop the overseas interference because they published disinformation materials and compare Falun Gong with the 9/11 terrorism, and we feel that it has to stop.
What do you want to achieve?
We're hoping that through this lawsuit that Tsingtao would stop publishing the disinformation materials and spreading Chinese regime propaganda on Canadian soil. You see, back in December of 2001, a local Canadian Chinese television directly broadcast news from mainland China, and basically they're helping the they were helping the Chinese government to spread the materials and spread the propaganda on Canadian soil. And immediately after that, the Canadian broadcast Council standard, Canadian Broadcast Standard Council, banned the television from further spreading the negative materials in here. And we feel that this is just because Falun Gong has been practiced freely by more than 60 countries around the world and has received hundreds of proclamations and recognition and rewards around the world. And so this positive aspect should be known by the Chinese community. But the Chinese television network didn't do that. Instead, the media, such as Intel, carried the news, and we feel that it has to stop.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Torture continues at labor camps throughout China. The Jiang regime calls this a golden age of human rights in China, but accounts of the torture of innocent people are sent daily to Minghui.net, the official Chinese language Falun Dafa website. This week, a mother told some of the things seen by her daughter, who had been illegally detained at the Masanja labor camp. In one part of the account, she said, both of the practitioners' hands are cuffed over the head, attached to window bars, with only their toes touching the ground. Some practitioners have been hung in this position and deprived of sleep continuously for 2 weeks at a time. Dafa practitioners demonstrate Falun Gong exercises at a national sports day in North Sumatra. Practitioners in Indonesia were invited by the head of the Youth and Sports Department to participate in the National Sports Day to be held in Lapangan Merdeka in North Sumatra. More than 1,000 people watched the exhibition of the exercises and the introduction to the practice of Falun Dafa. Afterwards, the head of the Youth and Sports Department presented the practitioners with an award, recognizing with highest praise the contribution of Falun Dafa to society. Mr. Zhen Dongyang, a Toronto resident and Falun Gong practitioner, has sought the release of his mother, Ms. Yang Yue Li, from illegal detention in a Beijing forced labor camp, and he recently succeeded. On February 6, 2003, she was released 4 months ahead of her term. However, she still remains under surveillance. His mother is a former senior engineer from China's Aeronautics Ministry, who was involved in the launch of China's first satellite, and who had been recognized for her outstanding contribution in the launch of the Long March 3 rocket. FGM-TV spoke with Mr. Yang in Toronto.
It was about 1 o'clock in the morning yesterday. I made a phone call to China to call my friend, and my friend told me that my mom has arrived home. It was really amazing news for me, because I really don't know how to express my feeling at the time. What is after 14 months hard work, you know, a dream has come true. I have talked with my mom over the phone for about 20 minutes, and it sounds pretty good. And she really wanted to ask me. She asked me to express her sadness to all the people who has helped to rescue from the labor camp in China. Definitely, I want to take my mom come to Canada to be with me. But it seems we still got some difficulties in China. But definitely, I believe with all the help with the Canadian government, with the international community, so my mom will come here soon.
Mysteries of the Universe on film. The shorter and often very gray days of winter are here in Canada, and many of us long for something more colorful. This image, looking rather like a giant Tai Chi, is actually our world hurtling through space. It was taken by the Cosmic Background Explorer satellite, which was developed by NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. It measures the diffuse infrared and microwave radiation from the early universe. Thanks for watching the FGM-TV Weekly News Review. See you next week.